Okay, so thank you everyone for coming. Today's shiur is really a topic that has many different angles to it. It has some political ramifications nowadays, and it has a rich history, this topic. But I want to focus about our makom here is to focus on the Torah, the halacha dika aspect of this inyan of going up onto the Har HaBayis nowadays. Now, the first thing that one has to wonder, which is it's a tamiya that's raised by some of the achronim, I think the Chasam Sofer asks it and others, that it's not much of a har. Har HaBayis is not much of a har if you look at it. The other mountains, Har HaZeisim, the mountains nearby are much higher than the Har HaBayis. Maybe a little mound, a little hill. It's not really a har. So why is it referred to as the Har HaBayis? And especially, we'll get back to it at the end, why is it considered the highest place in Yerushalayim? So the Chasam Sofer brings down from Amnason Adler and Mamash an unbelievable idea. He says that really the Kenainim that lived in Eretz Yisrael before Avraham Avinu's times, they did Avodah Zarah. And they did Avodah Zarah, they asked up the mountains. Even though the Gemara said, Al Haharim Va'Gvoi, so you can't ask from Mechubar, but there was a tzad that you could asser the mountains. And therefore, when it came time for to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Avraham Avinu was going to go make the Akedah on the mountain, it was a place of Avodah Zarah, it became Aser. It says that in the Nevi'im that the Kenainim worshipped every mountain. So Nachman Adler says that, and the Brisker Rav explains it more, that there's a halacha that the Beis Hamikdash has to be on a mountain, but none of the mountains were kosher. So Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and he put a mountain in the middle of a valley. It wasn't created like that from Sheshes Mebreshes. He put a mountain in the middle of the valley and that was the Har HaBayis. So Brisker Rav says, Memela, after the Churban, he took it away. So that's why there's no har there today. It doesn't look like such a har because that the har went away after this whole nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the har there. It was a nace, but after the churban went away, and that's why we mispal in his miris, Jor Yikra. So it talks about bringing back the Beis Hamikdash. It says Elokim Tain Bamidbar Har Hadashita. So Elokim Tain Bamidbar Har. Before you build the Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring back the har because the Beis Hamikdash has to be built on a har. That's what the Reb Nachman Adler says. He didn't say the Zmiris, but that's his concept. But Al-Koponim, in order to understand really the idea of going on the Isserim that are related to going on the Har HaBayis, there's a lot of material to cover, so we're just going to try to go a little quick in the beginning, just to cover the basics of the halacha. So the first thing is the pasuk on page one. The pasuk says, "Tzavis b'nei sov yishalchum in amanachin kol tzurav v'cholzov v'chol tamei lanefesh." That the pasuk says you're not allowed, a tamei is not allowed to go in the machanos, a certain machanos in encampments that the Klal Yisrael had in the midbar, that a tamei is not allowed to go to. The Rashi brings down right away from the Gemara that in the midbar there were shalosh machanos hayusham b'shaschan yasin. There was three machanos. There was Machanes Shechina, which was the most central. Chania Salaviyim Saviv, and then beyond that was the Machanes Leviya. He Machanes Leviya. Umisham Vat Soif Machanes Adgolim, and then from when the Leviyim started, ended camping until the rest of the area where the rest of Klal Yisrael was camped, that was called Machanes Yisrael. So Rashi says, Hatzarua, someone with Tzaras Nishtalech Chutz Lekulon. He's Nishtalech Chutz Lekulon. Hazav Motor B'Machanes Yisrael. Umishulach Minashtaim. Other Tmeim, Azov, is Mutter in Machane Yisrael. He's allowed to go into the Machane Yisrael, but he's not allowed to go into the Machane Leviya. Tami Lenefesh, if you're Tami Mace, you're allowed to even go into the Machane Leviya, but you're not allowed to go into the Machane Shechina. So there's three levels of Tumah. There's a Tzaras, there's a Zov, and then there's a Tmei Mace. So even though someone pointed out today that a Tmei Mace, usually we consider a Tmei Mace to be the most Tamei. Yet a Tamei Meis is allowed to go further than everyone else, than all the other Tameim. The reason for that is because the levels are, a Tzeruah is the most Tamei, his whole body is Tamei. He's the most, he's not allowed to go even into Machane Yisrael. Badad Yeshev, he's not allowed to go anywhere. The Zav, a Zav refers to someone that had some sort of a mission or a Nida, it's called a Tumah Yoytze Megufoy. The Tumah is because of something that happened to his Guf. So that's the second level of Tumah. And the next level is a Tamei Meis because he just touched the mace. He just touched something. It's Mibachot. So regarding this halacha, Tamei Meis is not as chamor as a Tomei, what we're going to call a Tomei Ayoitse Migufai, a Tomei based on something that happened, an occurrence that happened to him in his guf. So that's the halacha. And the Midbar was very clear, very understandable. Three machanois. Tzaru was sent out of all three. Anyone that's Tomei Hayoitse Migufai in Nida or a Balkari also. And a Balkari means also someone had an emission and a Nida. And then there was a Tamei Meis is allowed to go into Machna Leviya also, just not into Machna Shechina. The question is, how does this apply into the Beis HaMikdash? That was in the Midbar. How did it apply into the Beis HaMikdash? So we have the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim describes all the levels of Tumah. That's on page 2. So the Mishnah in Kalim says, on the bottom, it says Eser Kedusha saying the Mishnah Vav, but the last page of page, the last line of page 2 says that Harabayis Mekudosh Mimenu. The Harabayis is more sanctified, is more Kaddish than the rest of Yerushalayim. The Tahlacha is She'ein Zavim V'Zavais V'Nidais V'Yoldais. A Nida, a Zav, again, a person who has Tomei because of something happened to his Gufa, Tumah Yoitze Megufai. So Nichnasim L'Sham. They're not allowed to go there. They're not allowed to go there. So, to understand why they're not allowed to go there, so you look, I underlined in the right-hand column, there's a Rash, the Pirish of the from the Rishonim on the Mishnah. So the Rash says, why? Umisham maschal machne levia v'shiurai achar nikanar hu shar shel ezes Yisrael. So the Rash explains that the reason why a Tamei, which is has Tumah yoytze megufay, not a Tamei Meis, but a Tomei Ayoitzi Megufa, is not allowed to go onto the Harabayis, is because the Harabayis is considered the Machane Leviya, is parallel to the Machane Leviya in the Beis HaMikdash. So, in the Midbar. So that would mean that if the Harabayis is the Machane Leviya, beyond the Harabayis, the rest of Yerushalayim is like Machane Yisrael. So what that means is that a Tamei Meis is allowed to go, a Tamei Meis and a Tomei Ayoitzi Megufa are allowed to go to Yerushalayim. But once you get to the Harabayis, is the Machane Leviya, a Tamei Meis is allowed to go onto the Harabayis, but a person with Tumah Hayotzei Megufay is not allowed to go onto the Har Bayis because he has Tumah Hayotzei Megufay. He's not allowed to go into the Machane Leviya. So if you look in this picture, just to explain it, I just handed out now the pictures on the tables of the Beis HaMikdash. So the big Chayma, the big wide square Chayma, that's the Har Bayis. And that was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. And that's the Machane Leviya. A Tumah Hayotzei Megufay, that means a Balkari. Someone that had said Sashik Vazera is a Balkari, or a Zav, or a Nida. Any of those people are not allowed to go into the whole Har Bayis. Now, we're going to see later, there's different levels here. You see that once you get into the Beis HaMikdash itself, into the rectangle in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, there was the first area called the Ezos Nashim. Right beyond the Ezos Nashim, you see that there's a little like an archway. There's a little like dark archway right in the middle of the Ezos Nashim. That was Shar Nikanor. And beyond Shar Nikanor is called the Azara. So the top half of that rectangle, the top half of the rectangle is the Azara. And that, even a Tamei Meis is not allowed to go to. Okay? So the top half is the Azara. That Tamei Meis is not allowed to go to because that's the Machane Shechina. The bottom half is the Ezos Nashim. That's still part of Machane Leviya. And theoretically, Minat Torah, a Tumah Yotzei Megufay is allowed to go there. It's not allowed to go there, but a Tamei Meis is allowed to go there. I'm sorry. Now, if we continue reading in the Mishnayos, we'll see that the Rabbanon came and assered more things. So let's keep on reading for a second. It says, Hachel, which is the whole area surrounding the entire Azara, the little, you know, you see like around the whole rectangle, there's like what is it?
Bleacher.
Whatever. The outer rim is the chel. So the chel mekudosh mimenu is even more kadosh than the rest of the harabayis midrabanan. She'ein oiv dekachavim v'tmei meis nichnasim l'sham. So they made a din that a tmei meis, even though tmei meis really should be allowed to proceed all the way until Shar Nikanor, he's allowed to go into the Ezos Nashim, but midrabanan they said he's not allowed to enter anywhere inside the chel, so he's not allowed to go inside the Ezos Nashim either. Okay? That's what's negiah to us right now. So, once we have this to be the case, this is, so this is law. Let's just chazer it over. on the Harabayis, a Tmei Mace is allowed to go onto the Harabayis, even Midrabanan, Midraisa, for sure, even Midrabanan, a Tmei Mace is allowed to go onto the Harabayis. A person with Tuma Yotze Megufay, which is a Zav or a Balkari, and he does not allow to go onto the Harabayis. But a Tmei Mace is allowed to go on the Harabayis, but a Tmei Mace is not allowed Midrabanan to go further than the Chael, so he cannot even proceed into the area of the Ezes Nashim, anywhere in the whole Azara, he's not, anywhere in the Ezes Nashim is not allowed to go. Okay. So now that's true, let's think about, in order to analyze our halachic status today, we have to know two things. First of all, we have to know a couple things. But one thing we have to know is, are we Tameh today? What's our status of Tumah? Number one. Number two is, does this whole halacha apply nowadays? You know, Avaneinu Seinu Arabim, the Beis HaMikdash is Charev. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So this whole Kedusha that exists in that spot where the Beis HaMikdash used to be, is it still in existence today? Do these halachas still apply? And finally, the question is going to be, if it does apply, then we have to determine where all these locations are up there on the Har Bayis. So, regarding our status of Tumah, I mean, just the basics before we get in further, is that we're all Tmei Mesim. We don't have a part of Duma nowadays, so we're all Tmei Mesim. So that would be clear. Since we're all Tmei Mesim, everyone agrees that we cannot proceed into anywhere which would be called this entire rectangular area, which is the inside of the Chael. A Tmei Mesim is not allowed to go inside of the Chael at all nowadays, Midrabanan. If he goes beyond the Shar Nikonar, which is the inside, the interior area, he's Chayv Karis. If you hold the Kedusha exists today, that would be, right? So we're Tmei Mesim today. And a person could be a Balkari today, a Nida today. And we'll see how to get out of that Tumah. But just keep in mind that nowadays, definitely, we are all Tmei Mesim. Okay, so regarding the first Shaila, does the Kedusha still apply nowadays? So let's go to page 4 in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Uvamen iskacha. The Rambam's talking about over there, all the halachas, how you mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. So he says that the Beis HaMikdash, you need karbonis, you need a whole process to be mekadesh the Harabais and the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam is here talking that Ezra, when he came back, after Gaul's Bavel, he never did the whole process of being mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam's question here is, so why was the Beis HaMikdash kadosh in the times of Ezra? It's not recorded that he went through the process of being mekadesh the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam's kasha here, where it's underlined in the middle in Halacha Yudalad, is uvamen iskacha. So why is it kadosh today? Says the Rambam, b'kedusha rishoyna shekitcha shloima, because the Beis HaMikdash retained the kedusha in the days of Ezra, the same kedusha that it had in the days of Shloima Melech. Shehu kiddush ha'azara v'Yerushalayim, because he was mekadosh the Beis HaMikdash in the whole city l'shaitan for his time, v'kitchan lasid lavoi, and also Shloima Melech was mekadosh it for all the future generations as well. So even though the Beis HaMikdash of Shloima Melech was destroyed and had 70 years of galus, but still the kedusha remained even after the days of Shloima HaMelech. Lefikach, so the Rambam continues, makriven ha-karbonos, kulan afapish ein sham bayis bonoi. Therefore, the Kedusha remains, you're even allowed to bring karbonos, which even though, I should have said in the beginning, even though if anyone has read the flyer, it said that one of the topics it said there is, can we bring karbonos nowadays? I will not be covering that today. So if you're waiting for that, I'm not getting that today. However, if we'll see, it's possible. Stay tuned. January 1st, which is the next opportunity to give a share, maybe we'll have a sequel to this. We're going to talk about the Kavanas nowadays. But anyway, so then the Rambam says, Halacha Tezayin, very interesting Rambam. So the Rambam says, V'lama ani oimer b'mikdash v'yushalayim kedusha rishayna kitcha lasid lavoi. So why is it that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash remained even after it was destroyed? But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the halachas that are nogea to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam Shita is that they don't apply nowadays. So the Rambam says, "Lafisha kedushas hamikdash v'yushalayim yipnei ha-shechina, v'shechina eina b'teila." Because the kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is based on the Shechina being there, and the Shechina is there, is never batal. V'harei u'aymer, v'ashimoisim es mikdashaychem, v'omru chacham afpi sheshmumim, b'kedushasan hin oimdim. So the Rambam says, is that the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Noiveya, comes from the kedusha of the Shechina, and that always remains. The kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is because of the kibush, it's because they conquered it. Once they lost it, they didn't have control over the land anymore, that kedusha is balta. So the Shita Rambam is clear that to nowadays, all the halachas which apply to the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash still apply nowadays. Okay? So that would mean, according to them, again, a Tmei Mace would not be allowed to proceed beyond the Chael, even nowadays, and a tumah yotzei megufay, which would mean a zav, zava, nida, or a balkari, wouldn't be allowed to proceed anywhere on the Har Habayis, according to the Rambam. Now, the Ravid comes along on the side, in the Hasagas of the Ravid, which is the Ravid when he argues on the Rambam. He says, Amar Avram, Bekitzer, we don't have time to read it inside, but the Ravid basically argues on the Rambam, and he says, it's not true. He says, the Kedusha is batal. But if we look at the last couple lines of the Rambam, of the Ravid, it's very interesting, the last three lines, he says the last five lines, Lefisha haya yodea Ezra shehamikdash v'yushalayim asidin lehishtanais. Ezra knew that it was going to change hands. Ulehiskadish kiddush acher oilami, and eventually we would get another kiddush b'kavad Hashem lo'olam. And the Ravid says, Kach nigoli misoid Hashem l'reyav. I know this, it's very interesting. Ravid, he doesn't say like he learned it from the sugya or whatever. He says, this was misgala to me. Hashem was megala this to me, that the kedusha is bottle. And then he says, Lafika hanichnas atasham ein boy karis. So therefore, there's no karis nowadays to someone that goes up on the base. Mikdash l'kipshutai, the Ravid's opinion is that it's nowadays the kedusha is bottle. Okay, one thing therefore, it would seem like going up on the Har Habayis nowadays depends on, do you hold according to the Rambam, or do you hold like the Ravid? If you hold like
the Rambam,
you would say according to the Rambam, you know, you have to know the halachas, which we'll talk about. You have to know where you're going, tamei meis. You have to know if you're tamei, you can't necessarily go up on the Har Habayis. According to the Ravid, everything's waived. There's no problems because the Ravid says in the Soid Hashem L'Reyav, there's no kedusha anymore in the Makom Habayis. But like Mr. Perry's saying, the Ravid ends with a very funny lashon. He says, "Lefikach." Therefore, now if you go up there, there's no karis. I mean, it's not very encouraging. He just said that there's no karis, but he doesn't say it's mutter. He should have just said, "Therefore, we can go up nowadays." So most the Binyan Tzion, who's the Aruch Lener, he's medayik this already, and he says that the Ravid agrees that it's also not even derabon; it's also deraisa. Just as no karis. So there's different pshatim in this. Some say because he had a suffix, he wasn't sure, so therefore there's no kares. What's an afkamin of kares anyway? I mean, if you're not allowed to go there, what do I care if it's kares? So some acharim say, Hashem will decide if there's kares. I mean, so they said because the person who's chayv kares is pasul edus. So you have to know if you're pasul edus. But what? According, I don't know if we were passing like Rechani ben Akana, I'm saying. So Lemaisa. Lamaisa, there are different pshatim, and Rosh Shtembach has a pshat, but a lot learn that the kedusha of the makom in the Ravid, the kedusha of the makom, that's still kayim. It's just the kedusha that comes from the bias is bottle, and the karis comes from this. There was a beis hamikdash there. The kedusha of the bias is bottle, but the makom was miskat, because if you learn the sugyas without just. Just a little diversion for a minute. If you learn the sugyas, it seems like it was niskadish twice. One was in David HaMelech bought the area became kadosh, and then Shlomo HaMelech was mekadosh with the Beis HaMikdash. So some learn that the kedusha of David HaMelech, that's the kedusha on the Malkum, and that had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and that was there, and that remains. But anyway, it's not so simple that even according to the Ravid, one is permitted to go up there nowadays, because all he said is that there's no karis. He didn't say that it's mutter. Okay, now next.
Rambam, and he's arguing with the Sefer Chinuch, who both say it's five cards, and he's saying it's not five cards because Hashem told me.
Okay, he came from somewhere, but he has two kashas. We skipped the kashas, but he has two kashas on the Rambam. But yeah, now another nafkamin, another. If we go to see who do we paskin like in this machlokes Rambam and Ravid, so who do we paskin like? So you go to page 5 is the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch is also from the Rishonim, and the Sefer Chinuch also in Parshas Nosai, when he's talking about the mitzvah of sending Tmeim out of the Beis Hamikdash, or Tmeim out of the Machane, so he says there at the bottom, I underlined in the right and the left column, he says, V'neheges mitzvah zu b'zchor menekevis, it's negiah to both men and women, uv'chol zman, even nowadays, shafil b'zman hazeh, shamikdash shomim b'avonesenu, even though we don't have a Beis Hamikdash today, also li'ikonis boy tome, you're not allowed to go in there, v'ha'ivar hazeh, v'nichnas b'mokom she'enu rashai, if you go beyond where you're supposed to, boy de tome, b'tzadon shepirashnu, in the outskirts, so b'tel aseh, he's mevatel the aseh, because he was talking about the aseh. Later on he says, again in the next mitzvah, he says, also again, if you go up there into a place you're not supposed to go, then depending on where you went, you're chayv karis. even nowadays. So that's the shita of the Sefer Chinuch. So it's a machlokes. You have the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch, and then you have the Ravid on the other side. How do we paskin? So there's a Magen Avraham in Sim Tav Kuf Samach Aleph, which is page 6. So the Magen Avraham brings down in Shulchan Aruch this Rambam, and he says, Pasek HaRambam, Perek Vav, Melchus Beis HaBechira, Shekedusha Sa'azar, V'Yushlaim, Kidsha La'asid La'avai. V'im Kain, and then he brings Kashas, but at the end he says, where it's underlined, Divrei HaRambam, Shririn V'Kayamin, we passing like the Rambam, V'Nichnas Ata, L'makam HaMikdash, if you go there, Chayiv Karis, Shekulanu Tmei Mesim. So the Magen Avraham clearly paskins were all Tmei Mesim, and therefore if one goes beyond the Shar Nikanor in the top square over there, that's the Azara, that's the Machane Shechina. If someone goes there nowadays, it's Chayiv Karis. This is the Magen Avraham, and this is paskin by the Mishnah Berura over there in Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph on page 7, where it's underlined. Mishnah Berura says Hanichnas Ata L'Makom Mikdash Chayiv Karis. Shekulanu Tmei Mesim, the Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel Asid Lava, we're all Tmei Mesim, and therefore the Tumah, the Kedusha applies nowadays. Okay. So now, we seem to have gotten some of the information that we wanted. We want to know, how do we pass? Can we pass on the Kedusha remains? We want to know, are we Tami? Yeah, we're all Tmei Mesim. So we're not allowed to proceed beyond the Azara. So the question is now, what's this? Apparently, there's some sort of dispute. About this area called the Harbayis, a person's allowed to go up, a person's not allowed to go up. According to what we just learned, the conclusion should be relatively clear. It should be that if a person is a Tuma Yotzi Megufay, that means that he's a Balkari, he's had Sheikh Vazera or a Nida, they cannot go anywhere on the Harbayis nowadays. If they're not a Tumei, if they're not a Tuma Yotzi Megufay, and they're just a Tumei Mason, because of all Tumei Mason, he's not allowed to proceed beyond the Chayal. Into anywhere beyond the Chel. That should be the halacha. So that should be pretty clear. So now, what's the, what, and therefore, therefore, we can now start to explain the two tzadim over here. There are people out there that, the tzadim lahakel. What's the tzadim? They say, it's not really recorded so well because it's not really gepaskin by any. By I didn't see the sources of the people where it comes from, but basically the tzad that a person would be allowed to go is because he can go up to the harbais, he should go to the mikvah first. If a person goes to the mikvah, so even if he was a balkari, if he goes to the mikvah, so then he's no longer a tuma yotzi megufay. And all he is a tmei meis, so he can go into the harbais, just make sure it doesn't go into the azar. And it seems like if you read this tshuva of the Radvaz, which is page 8, the Radvaz seems to have said to do that. He said you're allowed. It seems to have been pretty clear from him that, and he's outlining the area that you can go, and he said you can go up to there. That's the Radvaz. I'm not going to read it inside because it's very complicated and long. But this is the what seems like from the Radvaz. Now the problem is that. Here are the multiple issues with this. Okay, why this issue is not so simple. Now, what's very interesting about this topic is that it seems to have like skipped in the poiskim that talk about it. It basically is very interesting. There's a lot of rishonim about it. There's like rishonim and other svarim, and then everything basically jumps like 700 years. Until the next people that talk about it are Chacham Avadi Yosef and the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tzitzel Yezer, which are poiskim that lived in our times, basically. So, like, what normally a topic, you know, you see where it came from, where it started and ended. But the truth is that historically, it seems pretty clear. Historically, just to understand the history, by the 1100s, which is when. By the year 1100, about the Muslims didn't allow any Jews to go up there, so no one went up there for many many hundreds of years, basically. And even this Radvaz, the Rambam we'll have to see about, and the Radvaz they don't understand this whole Radvaz. I was looking at one article from he's a Rav, but he brings some of the history there. And they don't understand how their Radvaz went up there, because at the time their Radvaz lived, it was also to go legally. They didn't let you. So that it's not clear. Maybe he had pull or something. It wasn't clear, but clearly there was no. So therefore, no one discussed the issue. So the only people that discussed it were the Rishonim, you know, early, and then it became an issue today. So that's interesting. But going through the Svarim that discuss the problems, the issues. So it's like this. There's multiple issues with being able to go up there. Now, the first one is the most obvious, okay, is that we don't really know exactly where we're going when we're up there. We're all Tmei Mason. If a person oversteps the bounds into the Azara, then it's Chayiv Karis nowadays, according to the Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham, it's a Chayiv Karis. So if a person oversteps the bounds, so then he's going to be Chayiv Karis. So you're really literally playing with a Chayiv Karis over here. It's not so simple. Now, the answer to that would be, well, just figure it out. We have a map over here. It's pretty clear that the only Chayiv Karis is in this one area. Even the Chayiv Darabanan is in this whole area. This was 135 Amis by 187 Amis. The rest was 500 Amis by 500. So if you could figure out where everything is, then you'll be okay. Now, how are you going to figure out where everything is? The way to figure out where everything is because the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the Evin HaShasiyah. Now the Arabs claim, or it seems like some people claim, that the Evin HaShasiyah is underneath what's there now is the Dome of the Rock. Now this is the claim of the Radvaz in page 8. The underlying part, the first thing he says is V'zek yadavar bar, shetachas akipa sham Evin HaShasiyah b'li safik, hanikra etzam alaskara. So the Radvaz says that we know where the Evin HaShasiyah is. Now, Lamaisa, nowadays, it's very unclear where anything is. If you go through all the Shitas, and I'm not going to go through maps and stuff like that, but basically, if you go through all the Shitas, there's no place that there isn't a person out there that thinks that that's where the Azara is. Now, just to bring an example, a very interesting example, is on page 12, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Beis kachenu v'sifartenu asher hilaluch aviseinu ar beis hamikdash haya l'sreifas esh v'chol machmadenu haya l'charba." And our machmadenu, our joy was destroyed. So the Radak says on that pasuk and pasuk yud in Yeshaya Samach Dalet, he says, "Beis kachenu aviseinu hilaluch aboy." Our forefathers praised you there. V'haya l'sreifas eish b'rishenu v'shnei. It was destroyed. V'aydenu b'churbanoi, and it's still in its current state of destruction. Ki le'nivne ma'ayla makam hamikdash bi'ar ha'goyim, because it was never the goyim never had were never able to rebuild anything on top of the Beis Hamikdash, on top of the makam mikdash. The Radak. And then the Abarbanel on that pasuk is even more clear. Abarbanel on the pasuk says, "V'chol machmadenu haya l'charba." The Yoer Hanavi Bazeh. The Navi is telling us, "Shemakum Beis Hamikdash lo yivane." The place of the Beis Hamikdash will never be rebuilt. Ad aviyichaynin ad zman haguula. V'chein haya ki im hayoyis shebo agoyim benachal aseinu. Even though many goyim came into Eretz Yisrael and destroyed Eretz Yisrael and kicked us out, pami bnei edoyim upami bnei yishmol. Sometimes it was bnei edoyim. It was the Romans, and sometimes it was the Arabs, the Muslims. Hine leimilam v'leinasnam helikim. Hashem never gave them the rishus livnois bayis to build anything b'makam mikdash harishon. So now the Dome of the Rock was built in the 7th century. The Abarbanel lived 500 years after that, and so did the Radak.
In the 1500s.
Yeah. So they clearly knew that there was something there, right? So what are they saying that Hashem never gave rishus to any goyim, even the Muslims, to build anything on the Makom HaMikdash? I'm not saying poisek, but they had some sort of mesorah. I'm just saying they had some sort of mesorah that wherever whatever's built there is not on the Makom HaMikdash. It's not on the Makom HaMikdash. So it's definitely, even though the Radvaz says it's 100% clear that was the Makom HaMikdash, it's definitely doesn't seem like everyone held like that that's so poshut that that's where the Makom HaMikdash is. So, and what?
The Rambam is saying,
I'm saying that there are other shitas. Obviously, he's basing himself on a hanacha that the whole thing, that we know exactly where it is. So I'm just saying, I'm not going into archaeological and all this other stuff, that there's a lot of arguments about exactly all the study. I'm not going into that because I'm not talking about that here. But I'm just saying, even from the Rishonim, it doesn't sound like everyone assumed it's so poshut that that's exactly the place. Now, that's the most obvious reason why a person